Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
If you are bad in the offensive line, there's no big difference between the first and the third round line. We're going to get one in the third. No, get the great players up front. This game will always be about the trenches.
All right, I'm done.
You feel better?
I'm sorry.
That's good.
Jared triggered me. It's Monday morning. And you throw cold water and everything. It's like, you know, whatever year it was, you're like, you owe the apology to the fans about NWI. Here we are. You continue to owe me an apology that you never gave me. Yeah.
Here we are with NWI, the fifth receiver on the team, which is what I said all along. He needed to be the fifth receiver on the team.
He hasn't been, though, has he?
You said he was going to be the number two receiver.
I did not.
So you need to give the apology.
No. You don't know how to read.
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. Check it out every morning here on the program. It does always circle back to NWI. He is the son of the Titans team, S-U-N. It all revolves around him.
He is a trigger point. Yes. Yes. Yes, he is. That's pretty good. So that just tells you right there that I think I've done my Rex ranting for the day. But I've got a few this week. I already have some rants for future days because, man, I got to get to Dion at some point. And I just saw Mike Greenberg's top five shots in basketball history, so there's a new one for this week. I'll put that up, sock that one away for
better
later.
Better have Ray Allen on there.
He does have Ray Allen on there, number four.
That's good.
But his list is extremely flawed. I'm going to go back to something we talked about last week just to put a bow on it, okay? Because it continued to come up this weekend. And it just... It's hard to kind of know, and sometimes in these situations, like how you want to do this. One thing I'm not going to do is give this person, I'm not going to talk about his name anymore. Doesn't deserve that. But other Titans media people have kind of picked this up. This whole thing with TD and this absolute anonymous goofball loser on the internet. So I just want to make sure. Just want to make sure we have some facts straight. Okay, that's really it. Will Levis didn't have a 50-yard run in practice. Media isn't barred from reporting any plays that happened in practice. We are not allowed to talk about formations and things like that on plays, but like whatever play happens, you're allowed to say that play happened. Will Levis had about a 25-yard run in practice. Somehow this became this huge thing between TD and this idiot.
It's turning into Derrick Henry's 99-yard touchdown run.
Right. And then, exactly. And then it goes back and forth with just ridiculous stuff that I'm seeing from here, the fact that TD would be attacked like this is amazing, including, I mean, this is a great one. TD costs Will Levis tens of millions of dollars by his solo negative coverage during the draft. No one else was saying any of the stuff that, you know, that all the execs and people were saying on him. Just TD. TD was just out there with a campaign to – Barry Will Levis. I mean, there's some crazy stuff.
And an effective enough campaign, I might add, that all 32 teams in the league passed on him.
Yeah, like, wait, what did they're about to draft? Wait, what did TD say about him? Ah, never mind. I'm out. I mean, it's just all of it's very dumb. Again, not saying the person's name. So, like, you may be listening to this and being like, what is Joe talking about? And you know what? Even more than normal, because you probably say that several times a day if you listen to this show. But I don't want to give any more attention to this person who is like, it's, you know, the whole, and you get into the, I want to be careful here because I've always said, like, I appreciate, like, the fans who, you know, like, watch film. You know, like, look, like, football, like Zach is great, right? And Herndon,
football and other
too.
Efforts, yep.
And those guys, and Herndon's been around some, you know, they don't cover the team per se in terms of talking to people, stuff like that. But they break down film. They're smart about football. They're good writers, and they're smart, and I like their content.
Friends of the show.
Right, friends of the show. So, like, there's a place for that in sports media, and I'm not one of these, like, oh, you, I'm not like Kaharsky, who's like, oh, you didn't go to Columbia School of Journalism, you know. Of course, Kaharsky employs both those guys.
He does.
But still, my point stands. I get to rip Kaharsky. You know, but like the people, there are still also people who just are like on the internet and then they're trying to pretend like they have sources or trying to pretend like they know what's going on. Yes. They pick and choose little things and then try to like build up their own brand and situation on total fallacies and BS. And this is a great example of that. I mean, it's very clear from this situation, and I didn't know this person from Adam before this, but it's very clear reading through some of this stuff. This is just a complete liar and BSer who just really needs to go away and be ignored. And I'm sitting here talking about him today. But again, not naming him. Anyway, it's a thing that I hope we can all put behind us and move forward and be open to anyone who can come about this honestly. If they're there, if they're not there, that's all fine. Don't pretend to be something you aren't.
Well said. First off, we talk about this a lot, probably needs repeating and reminding every day. The internet is not real life. Very strange place, and there's very strange people on the internet, and they do weird things all the time, and the best approach normally is to just not pay attention to it. But it's a part of our landscape every day, and we see that. And number two, like you said, like there are fan-run stuff in hockey, fan-run stuff in NFL media landscapes. I think a lot of those people do a really good job that I really enjoy. I mean, we talk about this all the time, and we kind of joke about it too, because college football gets a little hairy sometimes with some of the fan-run stuff. But there, like even in college football, there are some fan-run ball stuff that I really enjoy.
Sure.
Like it's really, really good. So, you know, there's airheads out there in every walk of life, and you just have to do your best not to let them ruin it for everybody else who actually does do a good job and enjoys what they do and is not an absolute idiot on the internet, which there's a few of those out there.
Yes. And Nate, no, that's not a Jared Burner.
It's not Jared Burner.
This is not that. By the way, Nate tweeted that he just realized from the Olympics that my rap for Katie was to a Snoop Dogg song.
Just now realizing?
Is Nate the whitest person in the history of the world? Good God, man. No Snoop Dogg songs? Ether from Lawrenceburg says, no doubt Joe's about to tell us how good Steph Curry is. Don't worry, Ethan. That's coming, my friend. That is coming, because I could rant all day about Steph and what he did. Holy crap.
Cap.
What an amazing run. But I had to jump on this and kind of just, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but like it kind of came back up again Saturday. Like Easton had a tweet and I kind of replied to it. I was like, what is happening here? This is some dumb crap, you know? Like just, yeah, you're right. It really is just another reflection of what the internet is.
Yes.
Yes. It has its, we're all dependent on it. We all need it, but man, it can be a very bad place too.